meeting between Turkish President Erdogan and Russian President Putin about renewing the Black Sea grain deal. But as we hear from Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma, Putin says the grain deal will not be restored until the West facilitates Russian agricultural exports.
Putin made the statement after talks with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who, along with the UN, brokered the deal seen as vital for global food supplies. Russia refused to extend the deal in July, complaining that an agreement promising to remove obstacles had not gone anywhere. Putin had said that if those commitments had been honoured, Russia could return to the deal within the nearest days. Since Putin withdrew from the grain initiative, Erdogan has repeatedly pledged to renew arrangements that had helped to avoid a food crisis in parts of Africa, the Middle East and Asia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The general who led the coup in Gabon has been sworn in as interim president. We get details now from Reuters correspondent David Doyle.
General Brice Oligui Nguema's speech, repeatedly interrupted by cheers, proposed reforms. They included a new constitution to be adopted after a referendum, new electoral and penal codes, and measures to prioritize local banks and companies for economic development. He said political exiles would be welcomed back and political prisoners freed. Several figures from Bongo's government, including the vice president and prime minister, attended the ceremony. Bongo himself remains under house arrest.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle, who says they have promised a new set of elections but have not yet given a time frame. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa has been inaugurated for his second full term.